I'm Lisa reporting.
And I'm hearing my guest.
My name is Ben, and I'm the owner of Bad Butler Hospitality. We run venues in Northampton.
Ben, how was closing down your previous establishment? How did it affect you?
I think it affected me kind of physically. It's a very tiring experience. There's a lot of time pressures in there. I think it affected me mentally and emotionally. It was very sad. We started our business at Saints Coffee in St. Giles Street nearly 5 years ago, so there was a lot of emotional attachment to what we did there. So that was quite a sad experience, and we're still kind of coming to terms with that side of the business. But in the kind of looking on to where we are now, over a month after having closed, there's a lot of positives that mean I'm able to focus more effectively on the other venues that we have within the business. There's a lot more productive energy that I can put into that area rather than spreading myself more thinly across three different venues.
When did you create
Saints
Coffee?
As an idea, without the name, probably created it back in 2017, 2018, when I was planning to move and change career from finance and living in Hong Kong to move back to Northampton. So as an idea of what we wanted to do, it was born then. Didn't actually get to open the doors until, I believe it was May 2021. Although we started a lot of the online stuff and the community work, we started in 2020 during COVID.
What inspired you to make this business?
Probably a lack of meaning in the work that I was doing in the corporate world, if I'm being honest. Sitting at a desk, pushing paper, sending emails, things, and not necessarily seeing the output from my efforts. That was a big negative driver, I guess, to do something positive. So on the positive side, to actually take more ownership and create something and be responsible for my own time and create a company that employs people and has an impact in the world, whether it's something as simple as a cup of coffee or a pizza or tapas or a cocktail, or something a bit more meaningful, which is the communities that come together around these types of venues.
What difficulties did you have making this cafe?
Probably the bureaucracy side of it. There's a lot of waiting, a lot of trying to find the right venue, and when you find it, going through the process, there's a lot of admin and logistics involved. So I'd say that was a difficulty of setting it up. Once we had the actual space, and the same for any venue, but it gets easier the more you've been running a business and the more of a reputation you have. But one of the biggest challenges once you've actually opened the doors is obviously getting customers in, but also getting a team that can serve to the level that you want.
Looking back now, do you regret creating this cafe?
No, I don't regret it. It probably went on for a bit longer than it should have, but I don't regret starting there. It was quite a safe space to start and build a hospitality business and go into more complex operations like restaurants and bars. Cafes are quite low risk, safe, but not a lot of reward.
Was there a moment where you realised you'd have to shut everything down?
Yeah, of course. So that was when we made the decision. We actually didn't want to close it. I mean, it was part of our business and something that could have probably sustained and carried on, but the costs of the rent increase meant that it just wasn't viable. Cooperation from our landlord around trying to be flexible about how we increase the rent and what investment would be needed to make it a venue that's worthwhile to run into the future. So it was at the point at which I realised that the landlord and I weren't approaching it with the same logic, made me realise that we had to close.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we conclude this interview?
No, nothing from me.
Okay. Thank you so much.